With this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, March 11th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Let's take a look at our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. Over the weekend, some high school basketball championship games in the state of Iowa, and also some track and field action on Friday afternoon and evening. We'll start on the track as the Iowa Track Coaches Association Indoor Championships took place at Iowa State University on Friday. For the girls in this state, Class 3A meet was taking place, and the Lamar's girls start their season taking home a 27th place in a field full of really good talent. The Bulldogs scored 4.5 points. Their top scorers as a team were Claire Susamill in the 60-meter hurdles, a time of 10.46 seconds. She placed 7th in the field in the state. 400 meters, that would be Sienna Cass taking home the 8th spot in the state at 104.03. And in the high jump, Maya Hograve takes home the 7th spot in the state with a best jump of 4 feet 9 inches. The track and field season is officially underway. We should have some more indoor meets coming up for some Plymouth County schools throughout the rest of this week. Let's take a look at the state basketball championship scores from Friday as well. Over to Class 1A, where North Lynn just continues to win. The Lynx defeat Marquette Catholic in the 1A title game 57-56. In the Class 2A state championship game, it was top-seeded Western Christian no problem over the Hudson Pirates 78-51. Western Christian wins a state record 11th state title. Over to Class 3A, it's Davenport Assumption, the 4 seed, knocking off Waverly Shell Rock, a 46-45 win for the Knights. And the 4A state title goes to West Des Moines Valley for the second year in a row. The Tigers knock off previously unbeaten Cedar Rapids Kennedy 63-59. All these scores from track on Friday and state basketball, they're on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab at the top of the homepage, in the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. Well, also over the weekend, some big college basketball games. First on the women's side, where a late rally and another Big Ten title for the third-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women happening in Minneapolis on Sunday. Iowa outscored Nebraska 17-12 in overtime. They edged the Huskers 94-89 at the Target Center. It was a game the Hawkeyes trailed by 8 with 2.5 minutes remaining in regulation. Iowa guard Caitlin Clark finished with 34 points, and 30 of them came after halftime. She also double-doubled in the game with 12 assists.
I think it was really gritty and resilient out of our group. I think that's the biggest thing. Obviously, our first half were just very out of sorts in all sorts of ways, whether it was on defense, whether it was offensively, but we just found a way to win. And I think that just speaks to the team that we have, the maturity that we have on this group. You know, we were down 6 or 7. I don't remember exactly what it was with 2 minutes to play, and you know, we just never gave up.
And the Clark says now the Hawkeyes can just solely focus their attention on the NCAA tournament.
I think our group knows well enough that NCAA tournament is the best postseason tournament in all of sports. You don't have it for one night. Your season's over in a blink of an eye, and we're really only guaranteed one more game as a team. So you got to come in and prepare every single day like it's your last, and I know this team will do that. And, you know, we just want to keep having fun with each other and enjoying these moments. And we know how long and how hard it is to get to the Final Four, but how much fun it is at the same time. So I think having that experience under our belt is going to certainly help us too.
Iowa head coach Lisa Bluderb said the Hawkeyes had their hands full with Nebraska all game.
Nebraska just played an outstanding game. It took everything we had to win this game, obviously. You all saw it. And then I have to acknowledge our fans. They are amazing. They show up in Carver. They show up here. They show up in Dallas. They show up everywhere. And we are just so thankful for them. And I know I keep saying it, but I can't express it enough.
The possibility is there for the Hawks to become a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. Here's Lisa Bluderb talking about that possibility.
I think we do deserve a number one seed. If we don't get it, oh well, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, that's life. We can't control that. But I think it would just mean a lot to our program and how far we've come to have that recognition. But if we don't get it, we're going to play the same basketball we would if we were 1, 2, 3, 4. It doesn't matter.
The NCAA women's basketball brackets come out on Sunday, March 17th. And down in St. Louis, the Drake University men survived a ferocious, a furious second-half rally by Indiana State, surrendering an 18-point second-half lead, then using a late 7-0 run to edge the Sycamores 84-80 and claim a second straight Missouri Valley Conference tournament crown.
What an incredible college basketball game, incredible final. I thought, again, it was one of those magical final games, for our group that they'll always remember.
That's Bulldog head coach Darren DeVries. With the victory, the Bulldogs are 28-6, and they'll play in the NCAA tournament for the third time in 4 years.
I think it just says a lot about our players and the leadership in our locker room and the carryover that we've had from year to year. Incredible group of guys that believe in one another. They believe in the process. And, what that means to try to get to this point.
DeVries credits the players for building a consistent program.
You know, when you're able to do it from year to year, it means you have a really good locker room, because it's hard to do. And, that's why these guys up here, all those guys in the locker room are special in that way. So it's, hopefully something we can continue to have and do.
The Drake men will find out their NCAA tournament pairing on Sunday, March 17th. Well, with spring sports starting to practice and get in gear, there is nothing on the KLEM sports schedule for today. Once there is, or once there are things coming up, make sure you check out our website, KLEM1410.com. There you'll find daily sports scores and results on our sports scores and results page. And if you go to our KLEM sports schedule, you will find links to all 7 Plymouth County schools and their sports schedules for the upcoming track, golf, tennis, and soccer for Lamar's community seasons. You can find that all on our website at KLEM1410.com. It's all under the sports tab at the top of the homepage. You can also follow us on Twitter. We've got up-to-date sports news there. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.